Here is State Senator Ken Rosenboom, who has won a new seat in the Iowa Senate, but will continue his tenure in the upper chamber in the State House in Iowa or in Des Moines. Senator, first of all, what does it mean to be able to extend your term for four more years? And obviously it was at the end of last year you thought you were going to retire. Now here you are back in it again. Your thoughts about this year's election, obviously with the redistricting and what it means to be back representing Marion and Mahaska counties.
Well, it's a huge honor, Andrew. It's just I've always felt honored beyond words to do this, because to have that responsibility to represent 64,000-65,000 people in this part of the state, I don't take that lightly. We all have opinions, but when you do this, your opinions affect other people. And I've never forgotten that. So it means that one has to be thoughtful. One has to listen well. Obviously, there are many different points of view on some issues. But a good legislator starts by being a good listener. And I hope I've been that, and I hope to continue that in the future.
Well, and obviously between now and January, it's usually a pretty quick 2 months, as you will know, between election time and reconvening. And while we don't have everything in from the State House, obviously it looks like there will be fairly similar majorities in both the Senate and House. Governor Reynolds winning re-election and many of the previously held Democratic seats in the state offices now likely held by Republicans. A few close calls here as we speak. Your thoughts about the next 2 months and preparing for those majorities and preparing for what really the next 4 to 5 months look like as we flip the calendar to January?
Well, this business during election year, busy campaigning. Now I've got to take a little time off to take care of some family stuff. Hoping to travel to Austria next Tuesday to see our new grandson over there. He was born a month ago, and get back. And then I have a little surgery on a hip that needs a little attention in December. And then I hope by January, the second Monday in January, to hit the ground running to keep on the work we're doing to try to build effective and efficient state government, provide all the services and the funding that we need to do, but to do it in a responsible way and always respecting the taxpayers.